Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you with tons and tons of things to talk about in the sports world. Whether we're going to talk some NBA basketball, maybe some NHL hockey. We'll talk about baseball or the lack thereof. We'll talk about college hoops because absolute chaos happened on Saturday. Tons of those top 10 teams going down. Number one, number two, I ain't mad at you. Number three, all you guys going down, and that's the way it should be because you know what? March Madness is coming up very close. It's right around the corner. I said it last week, but it's even closer now, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
I am doing good. No, we got, look, we're at the end of February, but I think March Madness has already taken over. The chaos from yesterday, Gonzaga going down, Auburn going down. I mean, it was absolute chaos, which I love this time of year. But, yeah, we got a lot to talk about. Baseball, and like you said, there's no baseball right now, which sucks because I like baseball. But, you know, we got a lot to talk about, so let's get to it.
Again, man, I keep seeing the fellas out at the parks, not the ballparks, but like the recreational parks, literally. I'm on the tennis court, they're in the fields. We got to take a break. I know they'll hear the music. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf on the other side, our professor of sports, John Polk will join us. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409.
That's 800-709-4409.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. No visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right prescription. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and they're made in the USA. They prepare and ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Plus, there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SPORTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SPORTS, to receive your first month free.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, is my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always call us up on the phone, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. We are now going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who you can catch on Twitter at 12JohnPoulter. Good morning, my friend. How are you, John?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Another day in paradise. You know, Mike always likes to rub it in, but holy hell, we're basically in that sweet spot, as you know, like you do so well when you come out here for spring training. It's that time of year, and we're not having spring training, but the weather is coming around, so I'm excited about that. I just saw something, and I'm going to start in baseball if you don't mind, but I just saw something saying that basically this this situation took a turn for the worse in the last hour or so. I don't exactly know what that means, but I do know life is about compromise, John and Mike. And what are the compromises that are not being made?
Oh, I think there's a ton of them. I think these two sides, who we've talked many times, do not like each other, and therefore we knew this was going to be a long, drawn-out negotiation. I just wish they would both sit down and realize that They're both sides. Their goal is to make the most money possible, and unfortunately, they're making everybody else suffer while both of them get greedy. Neither side seems, in my opinion, seems bright enough to sit down and come up with some kind of a compromise where they can both make a reasonable profit and a reasonable living, and to get the game back on the front burner. I just think this is awful what they've done. I mean, they've been locked out since December the 1st, so that's what, about 88, 89 days. And here we are now into where spring training should have started, and these guys are barely speaking. I think that tells us how much of a dislike these two sides have for each other and how far apart they are.
John, you know, I'm not going to rub it in that it's going to be about 75 degrees today or anything. I don't want you to feel bad. I'm looking out for your mental health, all those kind of things. But, here's the thing with the baseball. You figure that they would learn from past mistakes and past things that have gone on with work stoppages and delays of the season, minus the whole COVID thing a couple of years ago. It seems like these two sides are just so hard-headed about things, and I know that they haven't liked each other. What's going to have to change on some level for these two to come together and get the game out there that, you know, all these baseball fans, especially in Florida and Arizona with spring training, they're missing? Like, I have friends that are like, I just miss going to games. So what's it going to take?
I don't know. That's a great question, Mike. I just think that, you know, you talk about the fact that these sides haven't learned anything from each other and haven't learned anything from, you know, the numerous work stoppages we've seen over the last 40 or 50 years. I have a saying that I think really, really applies in this case, and, sort of a backup to what I said a few minutes ago. I think this is a situation where, on both sides, greed is overtaking common sense. And anytime you get greed overtaking common sense, usually you get to that situation where nobody wins. I suspect that we're either going to have a very long stoppage here, or somebody is going to finally throw up their hands and say, we need to get arbitrators in here. The other side is then going to give in and say that they will have an arbitration. We all know that arbitrations aren't settled very quickly because it'll take them forever to agree on a suitable arbitrator. So I don't think there's any doubt here that we're going to start losing some regular season games. And once that happens, it opens up more issues, because once we have a stoppage on regular season games, players don't get paid. And the Major League Baseball owners have said that they will not be rescheduling any canceled games as a result of this lockout. So that means less games on the schedule, that means less pay, and when players are making less money, you know that that becomes another contentious issue. So I just don't know where this is heading. The owners have put a deadline on it, I believe, of 5 p.m. Monday night before they start canceling games. I haven't seen anywhere where the players have agreed to that deadline. I just think that they're ignoring it. I think this is going to get ugly, and I don't see a very quick resolution to it. I really don't.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball, or the lack thereof, once again. And that's kind of going to get me to my next point. You know, and I'm kind of hearing it from the two of you as well. We've had so many work stoppages in baseball. Like, at what point do people just say, you know what, I'm done with this, and I don't care whether these guys come back or not? You know, we've seen what's happened, you know, with football, with the NFL. You have certain people that just won't go back to the NFL now because of things that have happened in the past. When is enough enough with baseball, John?
I think we're awfully close, to be very honest with you. As we said last week, you know, it's always the middle people that lose in these types of negotiations. And when I talk about the middle people, I'm talking about the folks that work at the park selling tickets or taking tickets, selling beverages, selling snacks, selling hot dogs, barbecuing on the grill. And it's the fans. And those are the people that in real life are they're the blood of this game. You know, the owners are the guys that bankroll it. The players are the guys with the talent. But you don't start putting butts in seats, and you don't start listening to the radio, and therefore the advertising rates don't kick in at the levels that they've expected. Someone's going to get hurt in the pocketbook here, and when one or both sides start getting hurt in the pocketbook, I think that's when they're going to sit down and realize that, hey, guys, we got a serious problem here. We're going to have to learn to live with each other. But I think both sides are so stubborn, as you've pointed out, that I just don't see it happening quickly. I really don't.
We're 88 days into this thing already, you know, and like you said, like we're all saying, I don't think they get anything done by Monday. I'm sorry. And I think that games are ultimately going to be canceled once again. Here's my point. I don't think any of these guys want to play 162 freaking games, okay? So, like, when is it going to come to the point where we say, look, let's make it a 100-game season or whatever, something along those lines? Because I feel like, to me, it's they don't want to play 162 games. Am I right? Am I wrong? Am I kind of right? Like, what is this all about in general, John?
I think you're kind of right. I don't think they want to play 162 games, but I think they want to be paid for 162 games. And and until these players sit down and realize that you cut the season by 40%, you're supposed to be taking a 40% cut in salary to compensate for that because the owners are losing revenue at the same time. And I just don't see the players doing that. The players want more and more and more, and I don't think you're far off when you say a lot of them don't want to play 162 games. You know, one of the other issues that I've seen is that the owners have said if we cut regular season games, we are, you know, contemplating expanding the postseason from 10 teams to 12, perhaps even to 14. Last I saw, the players didn't want it to go to 14, and that struck me as very odd because every player that puts on a Major League uniform has dreams of winning the World Series. You have 14 teams going into the postseason, you got a better chance of winning the World Series than you do if there's 10. So that, to me, is a bit of a disconnect as well. I'm not really sure that either side wants to understand where the other side is coming from, and this comes back to that word we've used several times this week and last week, and that word is stubborn.
Look, I'm going to go at it like this and say, at the end of the day, you know, to me, it's about playing a certain amount of games that makes sense, and then also, you've got to figure out a way where the division races aren't such a joke. So maybe if you played, you know, teams 11 times instead of 19 times, if you're the Yankees beating up on the Orioles, for example, like maybe there would be a difference in that. Maybe it wouldn't have such crazy discrepancies. I don't know. Maybe there's something to it. I know I hear the music. We got to take a pause. We'll come back with our professor at sports, John Poulter. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All righty, my people. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. You can too, by the way. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Hearing a little bit of feedback, so hopefully we can figure that out. But at the end of the day, we're talking sports, and that's what we love to do. And we're going to switch gears, talk a little NHL hockey, because, you know what, baseball has kind of left us high and dry. So let's move on from them at this point in time. And you know what's kind of crazy? Because we always talk about change and this and that and the other, but at the end of the day, I got to say, it feels like the hockey season has been kind of boring, John. I mean, the Florida Panthers, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Maple Leafs, they've all kind of been there all year. You got the Hurricanes, you got the Penguins, you got the Rangers up there. And then on the other side in the Western Conference, it's about the Avalanche. Then there's a big drop-off, let's be honest, to the Blues and the Wild. The Avalanche are just ripping things up right now. Calgary, and then looking here, this is kind of a pleasant surprise. I'm sorry, but I haven't seen the LA Kings this high in the Pacific in a long, long time, John and Mike. And then there are my guys, those Vegas Knights, who just kind of continue to plug along. But, you know, we talk about change, but it kind of seems like NHL hockey is staying pretty similar this year, John.
It has, you know, and you've summed it up pretty well when you talk about the teams that are at the top and have been at the top for most of the season. In the Atlantic Division, Florida, Tampa Bay, and Toronto have been any combination of first, second, and third pretty much all of the season. Over in the Met Division, Carolina and the Rangers have been there all season. Pittsburgh started out very slowly, but it went on a real nice streak just around Christmas time. Find themselves in second place. In the Pacific Division, we've seen a little bit of a changing of the guard. Calgary started out well, then lost a lot of games due to COVID, and then when they came back, they all of a sudden won 10 in a row, 9-1 in their last 10, and they're sitting there with a three-point lead over the surprising Los Angeles Kings. And, you know, the Kings kind of started out like we thought they would play all season, the way that they've played the last two or three seasons. That's sort of in the lower echelons of that Pacific Division. The Anaheim Ducks were the surprising team at the start in that particular division, and now all of a sudden, here we look at the Los Angeles Kings, only 3 points behind the Flames, although they have played two more games than the Flames. Los Angeles 8-1-1 in their last 10 games, five of those in a row. Vegas kind of hang in there. They win a couple, they lose a couple, they win three, they lose a couple. They've just been kind of hanging in there all season, and Edmonton started out like a house on fire, then went all the way down, changed coaches, and came back, and all of a sudden they're back in that race at 61 points. So that division has become competitive. Final division that we haven't talked about, you pointed out the Avalanche, and yeah, it's all about the Avalanche. And, you know, we've talked a number of times over this hockey season about my thoughts on the best team in the Western Conference, and Colorado Avalanche was always sort of in the conversation with me, even when they were playing a little bit poorly at the start of the season. I just thought there was too much talent there, and they've come along, and now all of a sudden they're 14 points up on the Blues, and you know, then the Wild are 3 points behind the Blues, and the Nashville Predators a point behind the Blues. So got to say that I think Colorado has got that pretty much locked up. They don't have to play much more than 500 hockey now to sort of cement that division. But it's been an interesting hockey season in that a lot of these teams have just kind of traded places with themselves. We've had one or two surprises, but not an awful lot. And as you've often pointed out, we've got a couple of warm weather teams that are doing quite well.
You know, John, you know, we're talking about these teams that, you know, okay, this team's good, that team's good. Andy's taking credit for Vegas' success here, you know, for the past 3 years. But, you know, let's talk about, because, you know, Andy's just signing checks in the NHL is what he's doing. You know, let's talk about the two teams that are just garbage. Arizona and Seattle, and I'm kind of taking on the whole Kraken thing. They're from the Northwest. I'm from the Northwest. Who wins the game between those two teams? Because I think the Kraken would probably crack back on the Coyotes because the Coyotes are just such a mess. But what is it going to take for, one, Arizona to, I don't know, win a game? That would be nice. And for the Kraken to have some success as we get past year one.
Well, dealing with the Arizona situation first, we've kind of covered this at various times. They have to get some stability, and when I talk about stability, I'm talking on the ice, I'm talking in the front owner office, I'm talking in the ownership suites, and I'm talking in terms of an arena. And we all know that those things have been a revolving door for a number of years. Arizona is not a hockey market. A man that was blind in one eye and a patch over the other would know that Arizona is not hockey country. And you know my theory that every city in North America, with the exception perhaps of Philadelphia, New York, and Chicago, is what I call a one-sport town. And by that I mean that one team will do well no matter whether they're playing good, bad, or indifferently, and the others have to win. And I take St. Louis as an example. The Cardinals could go 2-160 and people would still fill the stadium, but the Blues and any other sports team in St. Louis has to win before people go. And that's Arizona is a basketball town, in my opinion, perhaps becoming a bit of a football town, but certainly not a baseball town, certainly not a hockey town. They have to get some stability. They've made some trades. They are collecting draft picks. I believe they have 8 picks in the first two rounds in the 2022 amateur draft. Nice to have those options, and they will be good choices, but they have to be the right choices, and that's where it comes down to hiring the right people. We haven't seen yet that Arizona has had the ability to hire the right people to run that franchise and leave them in their spots. So great to have the picks, but you got to have people sitting in the chairs making the right picks. So I think that's what it's going to take for Arizona. Seattle is an interesting story. They don't play that badly for what we would all think of as an expansion team. And what has happened in Seattle is we all got spoiled by the Vegas success.
Sure.
Seattle really is just a normal expansion team, and I think our hopes were probably a little bit more than they should have been. I'm not too upset about where Seattle is. I think they're kind of where I thought they would be for an expansion team. The NHL wasn't going to, the NHL owners were not going to allow a second expansion team in and have the same success that Vegas did. They learned their lesson once. They learned it the hard way. They're still paying for it. They clamped down on the expansion rules with the Seattle franchise. That's going to take a few years, but Seattle and Ron Francis has got a pretty good guy running the team. If they let him be and let him do his thing, I don't think that Seattle will be at the bottom for very long.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey at this moment in time. And now I'm going to ask you who I think might be someone to look out for as the season, you know, is coming to, well, not necessarily coming to an end, but we're getting there, obviously, and games start to mean a little bit more. So who might slip and who might jump a little bit?
Well, looking at the teams that might slip a little bit, I think Nashville has kind of been playing over their head. They have now dropped to fourth place in that division. For a while, they were in first place. I think they had a run where they were 9-1 in 10 games, 12-3 in 15 games, that kind of stuff, about a month ago. They were a bit of a surprise. I think Tampa Bay will catch Florida, and they're starting to do that. Tampa Bay has won 4 in a row. The Panthers have lost 3 in a row. There's a keen rivalry between those two teams for obvious reasons. And, you know, Tampa Bay has two games in hand, and they're only a point behind. So I still think Tampa Bay is a better team long term. So I think you're going to see Tampa Bay jump up a little bit. The Boston Bruins all of a sudden seem to have woken up. They've won four in a row and find themselves still 6 points behind Toronto, but within striking distance of the top three. The Washington Capitals are a team that really puzzles me. There are nights when I watch that team and I think they're one of the better teams in the NHL. There are other nights when I wonder if they're really a top-quality NHL team. So, you know, they could go on a streak and all of a sudden find themselves back in that race in the Metropolitan Division. St. Louis, Minnesota, we've talked about Nashville. I don't see any of those teams catching Colorado, so those three teams are fighting for the two guaranteed playoff spots in that particular division. I think the Pacific Division is going to get very interesting. I don't think Vegas is going to play 500 hockey for very much longer. I think they're going to get better, so I think they're going to get back in that race. And the Edmonton Oilers, since the coaching change, seem to have picked up their pace, and all of a sudden they're back showing some life and find themselves only a point behind the Vegas Golden Knights. So I would look for Edmonton to get back into that race. The rest of the standings are pretty much what we expected and what we've seen all season. You know, we've got Buffalo and Ottawa and Montreal at the bottom, and while Montreal has played well since their coaching change, winning five in a row, they're so far down they're not going to get back into it. Then, you know, we've got the Islanders, Philadelphia, New Jersey propping up the Metropolitan Division, and we've talked about the Western Conference in terms of teams that aren't playing very well. So, you know, in a nutshell, I would suspect that there's a few surprises and a few disappointments down the road, but I'm pretty much of the opinion right now that what we see is what we're going to get for the rest of the season.
Great stuff as always, John. You know, we appreciate you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week. And just to Mike's point about the weather, it's 28 Fahrenheit, feels like 16, and a snowstorm here right now. So, yes, I would trade places with both of you.
Yeah, that's brutal, by the way. Sorry, man. We feel for you, trust me. And you know what? You can always come to Arizona, you know that, but you want to come when they're playing baseball. And
oh, of course.
They're doing that right now.
Yeah, and it'll be another year before I can get there and see spring training again, that's for sure.
Have a great day, John. John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball, or the lack thereof, and some NHL hockey. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's a $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. That's 800-905-7186.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, is my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Get at us. Couple few different ways. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, we have gone about 40 minutes or so, and we have not spoken about college basketball, where on Saturday, chaos ensued. Gonzaga goes down to St. Mary's. Arizona goes down to Colorado. Those are your first, those are your number one and number two teams. It doesn't stop there. Auburn goes down to Tennessee, who, by the way, is a pretty good basketball team. So that I can understand that one. I see that. Michigan State beating Purdue. I watched a little bit of that game. Dude, I'm sorry, but the Big Ten is hard. It's a hard watch. I'm sorry. It's just the truth, man. It's a hard watch watching Big Ten basketball. But, hey, it's out there. They play it, and somebody's gonna have to be happy about this. So it is what it is. Baylor beats Kansas, and I'm not necessarily shocked about that one, to be honest with you. But Kansas was a top five team at that moment. Maybe they'll go down. Maybe they won't. I don't know. It's going to be kind of interesting to see, you know, after all the chaos that ensued, right? Kentucky, they go down to Arkansas. That was a good basketball game, 75-73 final there. And then you got to get to the number seven team in the country, and that's the Duke Blue Devils. They did take care of Syracuse. But then it goes back to another upset, TCU, who's really not a good basketball team. They beat Texas Tech, who I actually kind of like. I think they got some skills, man. They can get up and down the court. Providence, I like them. Honestly, I really do. I think Providence is an interesting basketball team to watch. They get it done. Obviously, they win. They beat a Creighton team. UCLA, they beat they destroy your Beavers, buddy. I'm sorry, bro. What the hell happened?
Yeah.
94-55, but look – baseball's here, right? That's all you can say. Wisconsin, they beat a Rutgers team, who, by the way, Rutgers has had some interesting wins this season. USC, that was a tight game. They beat Oregon by one, 70-69. That's the final there. Murray State, they get it done. Texas, they beat West Virginia, Huggy Bear and Company. That was a tight game. Alabama beating South Carolina, but the real news is obviously what happened in that top 10, my friend. Upsets like crazy, bro. And why should we be surprised, right?
Right. Look, I mean, minus that wonderful Oregon State UCLA score, you know, there was shock yesterday, kind of maybe a little shock and awe yesterday in college basketball. And to me, it was almost like everything was set up for this chaos. I mean, you had, what, 7 out of 10 of the top 10 teams on the road. And some of these places are tough places to play. You know, some people are shocked that St. Mary's beat Gonzaga. I'm not. at all. St. Mary's the last few years has played Gonzaga really, really tough and given them problems and have beat them before. So it's not like the number one team coming in to their gym at St. Mary's was some kind of intimidation factor or anything. They've had success. St. Mary's has had success with Gonzaga. So that didn't shock me. The Arizona game shocked me a little bit. You know, I've been talking with some friends the past few days, and they're asking me what I think of Arizona. I go, Arizona's good. Like, Arizona has a couple of bigs that could possibly be lottery picks in the NBA. Like, they're that good. And I've enjoyed watching Arizona try and get back to elite status in the country. So yesterday with Colorado just played out of their mind yesterday. So you got to give credit where credit is due there. Auburn, I'm not so – I don't know about you, Dorf. I know you do have something for Auburn. To me, they just seem like they're up and down too much, a little schizophrenic. Even though they're number three in the country, it just seems – like the level of their competition, that's what they play to. When you're number three team in the country, you got to put a team that, you know, like Tennessee, which is also ranked, but you're the number three team in the country. You got to put them down in some form or fashion, whether it's road, whether it's at home. Kansas Baylor, I watched some of that game yesterday. That didn't shock me at all, even though I think this is probably one of the better teams that Bill Self has had at Kansas. To me, Kansas is loaded, and they can go on a run and beat it and win the title. There's a part of me, Andy, I'm not going to lie, that would love to see Duke win it all and Coach K go out on top and just kind of cap off his Hall of Fame career with a national championship. But, you know, look, yesterday was just chaos, and I love it, and we're getting to March, and this is when the craziness starts. And, you know, look, there's another team out there. It's a Pac-12 team that I'm telling people, you don't want to play them, and it's USC. USC's big, they're long, they're athletic. So they beat the Ducks, which just made my day yesterday being a Beaver fan. But, you know, like you said, baseball's here, so we're okay. But other than that, in Wisconsin doing what they're doing, Andy, give me a feel for Wisconsin, because I don't know how to feel about them. Are they a team that can make a run in the tournament, maybe even get to the Final Four, Elite Eight kind of thing, or is it kind of smoke and mirrors with your Badgers?
You know, I really hope not, I'll be honest with you, because like I told you, the Big Ten in general, to me, it's a tough watch. I mean, a lot of good defense being played, I guess, if you will, or maybe just really bad offense. The Wisconsin Badgers play a very, very slow brand of basketball. It's a possession type game. We never really addressed what happened with Juwan Howard and Coach Gar and all that stuff. And right. I'm telling you right now, bro, that was horrific. To see Juwan Howard completely lose his mind. He got the 5-game suspension. I think it was definitely warranted. The $40,000 fine to go along with it, I don't think that means a lot in the long run, but you can't have that. I'm sorry. You can't have it. It sets a terrible example for those kids. And at the end of the day, bro, when I tell you what that was all about, it's beyond ridiculous that either one of those guys would react the way that they did. It was about a 10-second violation in the backcourt of a meaningless basketball game. So the fact that the Wisconsin coach decided to call the timeout, give his players the actual 10 seconds. At that moment in time, I got news for you. Who cares? It doesn't matter. And the fact that they did call the timeout and then Juwan Howard overreacted the way that he did, like, there's some serious anger management issues going on there, bro. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel about that situation. Getting back to your point, I certainly hope not. Like, I'm not kidding. You know me, man. I live, bleed, breathe, sleep, and love all my Wisconsin teams. But, dude, I can't watch that. That's tough to watch. I want to see guys going up and down. That ain't what happens with the Wisconsin Badger team. So, I really hope not. But do I think they can win a couple rounds? Absolutely. But I do think that at a certain point, athleticism does make a difference. And that brings me back to your point about Auburn. Sure, they may be up and down, dude, but when it comes to the tournament, brother, it's all about guard play. You know it as well as I do.
Right.
They've got great guards. Gonzaga has great guards, dude. So the teams that have really, really solid guard play, look out come March Madness, because we've seen it too many times. Like, that makes a huge difference. So I think Gonzaga will be just fine. I think Kansas will be just fine. I think Purdue will be just fine. Out of any of those teams, like, Purdue might be the squad that I say, okay, they can light it up here and there. But then again, Michigan State held them to 65 points. I guess if you're not hearing what I'm saying, I'm almost hoping and praying it's not a Big Ten team, dude, because I think the brand of basketball that they're playing in the Big Ten right now is somewhat boring. Okay, that's it. It's boring.
Okay, like, you know, what, you know, I don't know how you solve that. You know, maybe
you get better athletes. That's how you solve it. You come to the West Coast. You quit going to the cornfields of Iowa, dude. I'm sorry, but you got to quit doing that.
No, I mean, I get it, but we both know that's easier said than done. And, you know, when you take a look at these top teams, I agree with you, Andy. Like, I agree with you on probably 98% of these things with college basketball that we're talking about, these teams, all that kind of stuff. At the end of the day, for me, once the tourney starts, it all comes down to matchups. Where are you at? Who's in your bracket? Who's on your side of the bracket? You know, who are you going to have to play if you win the opening game or the second round game? You know, those kind of
things.
What about
this? What about this? Who's going to choke and who's not going to choke? Like, let's be honest, right? When you have the one seed going up against a 16 seed or a two seed against a 15 and so on and so forth, the pressure's on that higher seed, brother.
No, the pressure is absolutely on that higher seed. You know, and I was talking with somebody yesterday that we were talking about the tournament. He's a big college basketball fan. He follows college basketball. It's just kind of his thing. And I was telling him, like, look, this tournament has the setup to be awesome, to be phenomenal, because I think there's a lot of teams that can go on a run and win this thing and get hot in March. And he was like, absolutely. He goes, there's a lot of there is a lot of parity in college hoops. And it's nice to see. So, like, you know, if you're a Gonzaga fan, you're an Auburn fan, you're a Kentucky fan, you all feel like you got a shot at this. And to me, in essence, they do. Like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great to watch the matchups. And like you said, it's going to be great to watch the higher seed teams get beat.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't necessarily know if there's anybody that's going under the radar per se, but you did mention,
right,
you know, Coach K and that Duke team. You know, they've been hovering around the 10th spot in the country all year long, and I do think that we're not talking about them, and I would not be shocked or surprised to see them have a really, really good run in this tournament. And like you said, in a weird way, I wouldn't mind seeing Coach K go out, you know, on top. Like, the guy, if there's a guy that deserves it, I gotta say, I think it's Coach K. What about you?
No, Coach K absolutely deserves to go out on top. And, you know, not that I've been a Duke fan or anything like that all my life, but you respect greatness. And we talk about respecting greatness on the show all the time. Coach K is greatness.
True.
He's one of those few coaches that we just, you know, we put in the pantheon of great coaches regardless of sport.
I agree. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be right back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Another hour coming up here in just a moment, but obviously this hour coming to a close. So hour number two will be on the horizon. Before we get our final thoughts in here, always get at us a couple few different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike Wilson, hour number one just about up. Hour number two, I want to talk a lot to you about, obviously, the NBA. We'll get more into anything and everything that we want to. But I do want to talk some NFL football as well, because, as you know, NFL is king. We can talk that whether they're playing, whether they're not playing, and we got draft things to talk about. We know that that's coming up sooner than later. So, dude, we're never at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world, and quite frankly, that's what I love about it, dude. What say you?
That's exactly why I love what we do, Dorf. There's a lot to talk about, like you said, with the NBA. We just got done talking college basketball and the craziness going on there. Look, you know, we're going to have, and I'm surprised we haven't even talked or mentioned, you know, stuff going on in the NFL. It seems like your bad man up there is just going to dominate the headlines for the offseason for the NFL as well. You got Nadal. I was looking at stuff with him and, you know, baseball and all that. There's just so much to talk about this time of year. It's insane.
It is. It absolutely is insane. And I agree with you. You know, Aaron Rodgers will definitely be one of the headlines. But another one is, will Tom Brady come back? Because dude made that decision awfully quick. And I don't know about you, but I know that that guy can still play. The numbers tell me that. And I hear the music. That tells me we got to take a break. So we'll do that as well. And we'll come back with another hour of fantastic sports talk for all you people listening to us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering nuclear forces to be on alert. This after his forces failed to capture any major Ukrainian cities following their invasion Wednesday night. In a developing story, a Ukraine delegation agrees to meet with Russians at the Belarus border. The United States' ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, reacts to that news.
We'll look forward to what comes out of those discussions. We lean in on diplomacy with the Russians throughout this process, and we hoped that Putin would find a way to the negotiating table, and he made the unfortunate decision of aggression over diplomacy.
That audio courtesy of CNN's State of the Union, USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Republicans are continuing to criticize the actions and steps President Biden has taken so far against Russia for invading Ukraine. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee reacting to the Russian sanctions on Fox News by saying, too little, too late.
We should have done this months ago, weeks ago. That would have had an impact of deterrence. Now what we're talking about are sanctions that may have some impact in terms of penalization, but it's not going to have any deterrent effect.
The White House is looking to Congress for over $6 billion in defensive aid for Ukraine, in addition to the $350 million in military assistance approved by the president. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine directing state commerce officials to cease the purchase and sale of all vodka made by the Russian company Russian Standard Vodka. Liquor vendors also being told to immediately pull the vodka from their shelves. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale. 60% off as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Continuing coverage of Russia invading Ukraine, a Russian-born NHL player is calling for peace.
One of the best hockey players in the history of the NHL, Washington Capitals right wing Alex Ovechkin, has expressed his hope for the end to the hostilities after Russia invaded Ukraine.
I have lots of friends in Russia and Ukraine, and it's hard to see the war. Like, I hope soon it's going to be over and there's going to be peace in the whole world. Please, no more war, you know. It doesn't matter who's in the war, Russia, Ukraine, and different countries. I think we live in a world like we have to live in peace.
Ovechkin is among many Russian hockey players skating for American teams from the junior levels to the pros. He now has 762 goals, just four behind Jaromir Jagr for third place all time, behind only Gordie Howe and Wayne Gretzky. Reporting from the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Seven of the top NCAA men's basketball teams lost on the same day. Yesterday, Gonzaga, Arizona, Auburn, Purdue, Kansas, Kentucky, and Texas Tech all fell to their rivals. All of the defeats will have an impact on team placement for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Selection Sunday comes up on March 13th. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com or checking us out as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and absolutely. Good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. A lot to talk about in the sports world. We've got the next hour to do it with you here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a couple few different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Get at Mike on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion. Get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Get at us on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Get at us on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports. Mike, tons of things to talk about, brother. And this hour, I think we're going to talk a lot about the NBA and what's to come here now that the All-Star break has come and gone. We did get a feature matchup on Saturday night. Brooklyn playing Milwaukee. Milwaukee goes down to Brooklyn. They're playing without KD. They're playing without Ben Simmons. And Kyrie puts on a show, 38 points. And more importantly, got a big victory for the Brooklyn Nets, who have been struggling profusely, brother. So, a lot to talk about this hour, my friend.
There is a lot to talk about, and the NBA is just one of them. But we got an hour to do this, so let's do it.
All right, keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, talking to you all hour long about the sports world. So you can too. 1-800-878-7529. Keep it close. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. No visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right prescription. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and they're made in the USA. They prepare and ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Plus, there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SPORTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SPORTS, to receive your first month free.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. You can join us if you'd like, 1-800-878-7529. You can always catch up with us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, Mike Wilson, I want to talk to you about what's going on in the NBA, at least in my head, and we'll see if our heads are close to being similar or if they're as far apart as they possibly can be. We'll see. Never know. Okay, so I'm going to start in the Eastern Conference, and I'm going to just say this right from the get. I'm telling you right now, I'm worried about your Boston Celtic team, dude. The last 10 games, they have definitely figured things out. They have gotten themselves in the top six. All of a sudden, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, they have figured out a way to share the basketball, and they are playing extremely well together. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I really am. The chemistry is getting for real. It's real. I'm going to talk a little bit about my Milwaukee Bucks for a moment. Am I concerned? Slightly. Only because they're not whole. And they haven't been whole all year long. And it kind of gets me to what I thought about when I was talking about Brooklyn from last season, when they weren't able to actually get whole at any point, right? Like James Harden was hurt with that hamstring thing. Obviously, Kyrie hurts himself. KD, you get what I'm saying. Like, he was doing it all on his own. KD was scoring 50 points a night, but he had no help. Like, I'm starting to get a little concerned that may be the case with Milwaukee because they're not whole. They need Brooke Lopez to get back on that floor to anchor that defense. So I'll be interested to see how that happens. I actually think what I'm seeing from Philadelphia early, because it's too early in the experiment with Embiid and James Harden to really formulate an opinion on this, but it may work. But then again, it may not work if James Harden decides that he just wants to play one-on-one basketball. I'm going to have to wait and see how that all plays out. The Chicago Bulls. Okay, let's talk about them for a moment. I kind of see frustration setting in for them. We'll see if that is what happens. DeMar DeRozan got ejected with only 5 seconds to play against Memphis the other night, which, by the way, Memphis playing ridiculous basketball right now, and we'll get to them when we get to the Western Conference. And then we'll talk a little bit about the Miami Heat. I'm starting to believe in them. I'm starting to think that they might actually be the best team in the Eastern Conference, Mike. So what I'm really trying to say is with like 20, 21, 22 games, whatever it is left, there is a ton to be decided in the Eastern Conference. And when you have a gap of only 4.5 games from that one spot to the sixth spot, I think a lot could change. I really do. Could the Cavaliers, you didn't hear me mention them, could the Cavaliers fall out of the top six? Maybe. Who then comes up? Is it Brooklyn because they're in the eighth spot right now and we know they have a ton of talent? Could Milwaukee slip out? I don't know. Like, there's a lot to be decided in the Eastern Conference. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, you are exactly right. There's a lot to be decided in the NBA in just in general. I mean, we haven't really talked about the Western Conference too much because Suns are out in front and they're playing, everybody else is playing, kind of playing catch up to them. I like Golden State to come out of the West though. I just think, there's something with Golden State that I just like, and I can't put my finger on it. I don't know if it's, you know, the 3-point shooting with the Splash Brothers, that kind of thing, or, you know, the experience that they have. And you know, Phoenix has experience. Let's not kid ourselves. They're in the NBA Finals last year, but I wonder at the same time, can they get back there? Do they have the chutzpah, as certain people would say, to get back to the NBA Finals? I have every confidence that your Milwaukee Bucks have what it takes, but you're right. Brooke Lopez does need to come back to them to kind of be, like you said, whole. And at the same time, I'm becoming a believer in the Miami Heat. For a long time, Andy, I was just like, well, okay, it's Miami. This is kind of how they do things, but are they going to be able to keep this up? And so far, yes, they've been able to keep it up. So, you know, not that I doubt what Pat Riley and that whole staff and the organization is doing down there, but I had my doubts, and Miami game by game is slowly taking that away. And yeah, my Celtics are playing very well. They're only a game and a half behind Philly in the East. And it does look like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, they actually like playing together. You know, I know people have mentioned that. I'm like, it's not like these two guys don't like each other. They don't get along or personal or anything like that. They get along just fine. I'm a big Jaylen Brown guy because he plays defense and he's really good at playing defense and he can score like 25 to 27 a game. I wouldn't want any part of Boston right now. They're playing well, like you said. They're winning games. They're putting streaks together. They're coming together kind of at the time that you want to start coming together, and it's, you know, after Christmas, after the All-Star game. And that was another thing I was going to ask you about, what your thoughts were with the All-Star game. Steph, in the arena range, hitting shots from everywhere. all that kind of stuff. But yeah, there is just a lot of basketball left to be played in the NBA.
I thought the All-Star game was the All-Star game, not a lot of defense. And yeah, what a shooting display from Steph Curry. He definitely put on a show. He was the biggest star of the night. Just ridiculous. 16 three-pointers. I don't care if anybody's guarding him or not, right? Like, at the end of the day, it's – and
yeah.
the degree of difficulty in which he hit those shots, like, I'm sorry, they – unbelievable. The guy put on a shooting display like we've never seen before. Getting back to a couple of things that you mentioned, you know, I look at Miami, and ever since the bubble, you know, they've kind of put together a very consistent team. And in general, I think when I look at who the front runners are, you know, whether it's the Phoenix Suns, whether it's the Golden State Warriors, whether it's Miami, whether it's Chicago, whether it's Philadelphia, I think that there's something that all these teams have in common, and it's they have defined roles, right? Like Philadelphia has Embiid and Harden. They're going to run that pick and roll left and right all game long. Other guys just have to be able to knock down shots. Like, what I'm seeing from, like, I'm having trouble kind of figuring out what Milwaukee's doing this year, because I really hope they don't play like they're playing right now in the postseason. So what I'm saying to you is I'm watching how they're playing, and it's way different than the way that they played in the postseason from last season. You've got to have guys that can dribble, drive, create for other people, and I feel like the roles are very defined, but yet I feel like they're tinkering with it all season long, and I hope they can figure out a way to get back to letting Drew lead this team. Let him be the guard that does most of the damage. Like, he has to have the ball all the time. Like, that to me is what has to happen. That's what happened in the postseason last year. That's how you get it done, people. It ain't rocket science. Hear the music. I got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll continue. Wrap up the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sport Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All righty, my people. Welcome back in. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy. He's Mike. You can get at us a couple few different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfont Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorfont Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorfont Sports there. Okay, brother, we've been talking NBA hoops, and I want to continue the conversation. And I really haven't gotten your take on James Harden and the Philadelphia 76ers and the mix-up there with Ben Simmons going to the Brooklyn Nets. How do you think this works out for both of these squads? And wouldn't it actually, in a weird way, I mean, obviously this would suck for me, but in a weird way, it would be kind of cool to see those two teams playing in the Eastern Conference Finals, right? And then, you know, you have all the conversation about James Harden leaving and Ben Simmons, right? Like, so I'm kind of building that storyline already. I'm ahead of the curve. I'm going to get ahead of ESPN and everybody else, right? So let's just say that that happens. And I haven't really gotten your take on it in general, but let's say that that happens. How freaking awesome is that going to be?
Well, look, you know, it's not going to be as awesome as it would be if it was Boston and Milwaukee. I mean, come on, Dorf. We got to keep this real. I mean, do I want to see Philly and Brooklyn in the Eastern Conference Finals? Hell no. I don't want that at all. I want your team. I want my team battle out to go to the finals. And eventually everybody knows Boston probably win that and move on to the finals, get their 18th world championship. So I digress. It would be fun to see that. I think the trade is going to work out for both teams just fine. I think in the short term, probably Philly gets the upper hand with it only because, you know, Harden is obviously he's a much better offensive player than why am I forgetting his name?
Ben Simmons.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's Sunday morning. It's sunny out. It's going to be 80 degrees. I'm losing my mind. So it's one of those things where I think Philly's going to reap the benefits early with the trade. I think down the line. I think the way that Simmons can distribute the ball and play defense, he's long. Just don't ask him to shoot outside of 3 feet, and he's gonna be just fine. But there's plenty of people on Brooklyn that can score the rock. I mean, look, he can get the ball to Kyrie, you know, when they're on the road, I guess, and just feed, you know, just feed KD like crazy, and his assist, you know, his assist totals will go through the roof. But you know, look, the trade had to happen. I think, obviously Simmons had to go somewhere. I was a little surprised that they dealt, that they made the trade with two teams that are in the same division. My first thought is like, let's just get these guys out of the division, out of the conference, and we'll just see them once a year, twice a year kind of thing. But, you know, this is the best offer that was on the table for either one. I think, and you alluded to it earlier, that Simmons and – or not Simmons and Embiid, but Harden and Embiid are just going to run that pick and roll ad nauseum. And you're just going to have to – other teams are just going to have to stop it. But, look, I got questions about Harden. Is he going to get in shape? Because let's just – we got Fat James running up and down the court this year. He's not in the greatest shape. Can he still shoot? Absolutely, he can still shoot. But when you're not in shape and you kind of let yourself go, which I think that's what he did when he was in Houston, just trying to force his way out of there, you got to play catch up a little bit. And, you know, I think Philly has to realize that. And I'm sure they do. But overall, I think the trade was kind of a bit of a wash for both teams. I think both teams kind of got what they wanted out of it. I think Harden just had enough of the whole Kyrie drama and KD stuff going on in Brooklyn. And so we'll see what happens, but I think short term Philly kind of gets the better end of the deal.
On paper, I'm going to go completely the other way, and I'm going to tell you, I think Brooklyn got the better of the deal, because they wound up getting two or three pieces that they can put right in there. And obviously Philadelphia had to give up so many pieces to get James Harden. Maybe it's addition by subtraction. I don't know. We'll have to see. Obviously time will tell us that. But at the moment, I would say that Brooklyn got the better of the deal. But again, it'll all be determined on the basketball floor. And on paper, it's on paper. It is what it is. Let's shift gears. Let's talk about the Western Conference a little bit. I think the last 6-8 weeks are going to be extremely interesting here as well. And not so much because I think that, you know, that so much is necessarily going to change from the top six. However, it could, you know, with Chris Paul not being in the lineup for the Phoenix Suns. I look at this in two ways. Yes, it hurts, obviously, right? Because you're losing that leadership from the floor general that everybody wishes that they had in Chris Paul. But I also think it puts a little bit of responsibility on other people that wouldn't necessarily have that responsibility. And I think it could do them some good. Talking about like Mikal Bridges a little bit, because he's going to have to step up without CP on the floor. And I think he's very capable. I really do. How do you think CP3 not being on the floor affects the Phoenix Suns for the stretch run?
Oh, I think CP3 not being there, that's a big deal.
Like, do you think my question is, do you think they could give up the best record in the Western? They have a 6-game lead. Could that go away?
Oh, anything's possible. It could go away. I don't anticipate it going away. I think the Suns have a team in which, you know, I hate to say this because it sounds so cliche, but the whole next man up mentality, and this is when that kind of mentality has to come into play. And I think people like Mikal Bridges, Campaign, need to step up and take over. And Booker needs to, he needs to share and bring the ball up as well. So I think in the long run, it's not as deadly as people think it is, because I think the Suns are built, and the culture that they've built there over the last few years has taken hold. But, you know, look, it's you just never know. And if they get another injury, then we got something to talk about. But CP3 being gone is a big deal. But I think the people that they have in back of them, will be something that we got to keep our eye on. But at the same time, we have to let it play out. I think Campaign, I think Book, I think it's going to be point guard by committee a little bit for a while. But I think in the long run, the Suns don't lose their 6-game lead. They probably give some of it back, but they're not going to give a whole 6-game lead up. I just don't see that happening.
In the long run, I actually think this is maybe a blessing in disguise, to be honest with you.
Right.
We've seen how CP3 – breaks down in the postseason. So, quite frankly, having a 6 to 8 week break right before, I got to tell you, man, I think it bode extremely well for he and the Phoenix Suns. Okay, so let's talk about the next concern. Golden State Warriors, they're not whole, but they will be whole relatively soon. Wiseman, Draymond supposed to be coming back. Klay, not quite 100%, but we know that he will be when time comes. And obviously Steph doing what he's been doing all season long. How concerned are you that the Phoenix Suns don't match up well enough against the Golden State Warriors?
That's a good question. I don't know that they don't match up very well with them, but there's little that you can do when you have to match up with the likes of Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. Like those two are just, they've been through the wars. They've won the NBA titles. Granted, Klay's coming back from a major injury, and he's still kind of working his way into form. But I think at the end of the day, when Wiseman comes back and Draymond comes back, you're going to have a team that it's going to be scary to look at, because Wiseman's developing. We know what Draymond brings to the table, and we know what the Splash Brothers bring to the table for sure. And they could be the favorites going to the NBA Finals at the end of the year.
Memphis Grizzlies, we haven't talked about them, like, for real, for the most part.
Right.
I mean, we're talking a little bit about Ja Morant and obviously the year and the season that he's putting together. He's even been in the MVP conversation to a certain degree. I think that's a little premature. However, sometimes ignorance is bliss, my friend, and the Memphis Grizzlies don't know that they're not supposed to be pushing like this, right? They're only 8 games back. They're in the 3 spot. They got a 3.5 game lead currently on the Utah Jazz for the 4 spot, so on and so forth with Dallas and then Denver behind them in the 5 and 6. How good is this Memphis Grizzly team?
Well, they're going to go as far as Ja Morant's going to take them. Like, that's, you know, I mean, Ja is the identity of that team. And, you know, my question to you is, what's your take on Memphis? How far do they go? Can they make a run to the finals, or is it one of those growing years for them? I still think it's a growing year for them.
We'll dissect it on the other side. I hear the music, so we got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's a $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. That's 800-905-7186.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm hanging out with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, just something that's catching my eye. I happen to be watching TC. For those of you that don't know what that is, that's Tennis Channel. And a few weeks back, you and I were so lucky we got the opportunity to talk to a friend of mine, Dave Weinbach, the Badger, Dave the Badger Weinbach, who happens to be the man when it comes to pickleball, and checking it out on live TV right now. There's actually a tournament going on. I'm watching a doubles match between four women at this moment in time, and I'll tell you what, man, I don't like to say this, but I think I would be one hell of a pickleball player. I'm telling you the truth, Mike Wilson, but maybe for another lifetime. We'll have to see, because I love tennis too much. But it is happening. It's growing. The sport is becoming more and more out there. It's actually kind of a fun watch, because I'm sitting here watching it, and it's keeping my entertainment value. So, yeah. Pickleball on the Tennis Channel right now. Anyways, getting back into what we're talking about, which is NBA basketball. And, you know, we're talking a little bit about the Memphis Grizzlies. We're talking about Golden State. We're talking about the Suns. We're not really talking about the Jazz that much. And they've got a big game with the Suns later on. And I think that it'll be very interesting to see how the Suns handle this six-game lead. Only 20 games or so left. You would think that they would be able to withstand just about anything and everything, because they have a very solid team. And like you said earlier, they have that next man up mentality. And Monty's done a great job of instilling his new style and his belief here. And everybody's bought on. And I rightfully so. They should have. I'm just concerned, man. I really am. And a team I'm a little concerned about that's a little under the radar would be the Utah Jazz. I think we're sleeping on them a little bit. I think they weren't ready last year, but I think they might be ready this year, Mike.
You know what? I certainly hope that they're ready. I do root for Utah for a variety of different reasons. But it's one of those things like, when are you going to do it? When are you going to show everybody that you do have this very good team, and put it on the court? Because right now, I would love to see Utah be a top two seed in the West. I don't know if my belief system in Utah is waning a little bit, but I don't know exactly what to think of Utah at this point because, you know, look, they've had some issues. They've had some injuries, the whole COVID thing, you know. So it's one of those things. I just want to, you know, you talked about, you know, teams being whole. I just want to see Utah being whole at full strength and making a run because I think a run by Utah deep in the playoffs would be good, obviously, for the city of Salt Lake, but it's one of those things. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Jumping back to the Eastern Conference, since you just said that, Victor Oladipo set to come back sometime in March for the Miami Heat. I'm sorry, brother, but that just gives them another weapon to play with, and you know that could add fuel to their fire a little bit. But another team I'm interested to see if they can get whole would be the Denver Nuggets, right? Like.
Yep.
Is Murray going to be able to come back? You know, he and Joker, they can run that pick and roll like nobody else as well. I mean, like, Denver could be a squad, too, if they can get whole. Like, they could make some noise for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely they can make some noise. Murray just has to get back in the fold and come back. And like you said, they run that pick and roll with the Joker just all the time. So we'll see what happens with Denver, but you know, I just look at it right now, Andy, and I don't know if you look at it this way. There's a bunch of teams that I think could win the title. Like I think this year there's a
I
lot
agree.
Of parity, and there's just not one team where I sit there and go, oh, that's the best team, or that's the team that's going to get to the finals, or that's the team that's definitely going to win the NBA championship. So, you know, we have to let all this play out, but at the same time, you know, people talk about parity and not the same teams all the time. I think we have that parity, and so the fans just need to get their popcorn and their soda and sit back and watch it play out.
No, I agree. And to your point about several teams that could wind up winning this, I mean, at the end of the day, that's why if you look at the odds right now, I think the Suns and Golden State are at the top at like plus 450
right.
or something around there. And then you have the Nets, the Bucks, and the Sixers all somewhere around plus 500, 600, and 700, something along those lines. That would tell you that it's extremely close, at least at this moment in time. And again, I think, you know, we've hit the nail on the head. Let's see who's whole. Like let's see what team is actually a complete team when push comes to shove and postseason
right.
comes. Like, will the Milwaukee Bucks have Brooke Lopez? You know, like that's huge, dude. If they don't have him, I'm sorry, but it makes their task a lot more difficult. Having him in there just to be the anchor, like, he doesn't have to score, man. We need that length. We need that wingspan. You need that rim protector. Like, it just has to happen. For teams like Phoenix, like, I feel like they've got this system so in place. The way that they've been running through the league all season long, do they hit a roadblock? Like, and if they do hit a roadblock, how does that affect them? To me, like, I'm watching what the Suns are doing, and I'm telling you, man, it's special. But I'm still questioning whether it's just regular season special or if it's regular season special leading to postseason success. I'm still kind of scratching my head on that, Mike.
No, I mean, you have every right to be scratching your head on this. And it just plays into what we were just talking about. There are a lot of teams that have, you know, a shot at this, and each one of these teams has its own set of, you know, set of detractors, things that are going to get them off the championship run. And for you and your Bucks, look, yeah, Brooke Lopez, if you don't have the big man in the middle with the wingspan and the rim protection and all that, yeah, now Giannis has to do a lot more of that and is not, you know, set up to do what he normally does, which is just run over people
and score at will. He's going to have to take on a lot more responsibility. You know, look, Philly. Okay, what are we going to get out of Harden? What are we going to see out of Harden coming off an injury, and how he's going to blend with, you know, Joel Embiid? You know, you mentioned Phoenix out here and Golden State. Yeah, they're not completely whole yet. How does the, you know, we just finished talking about how does the injury to CP3 affect the Phoenix Suns, you know, and Golden State having their issues with people coming back? How quickly does Draymond and Weissman blend back into the whole thing? Because, you know, people just, there's a lot of fans out there, Andy, and you and I do this, you know, we talk about this every week and we talk about it off air. You know, fans think you just kind of roll the ball out a little bit for some of these teams, and it's not that simple. When a guy's off injury, you don't have that chemistry with that person for said number of games or weeks or maybe even months. It takes a while to get that chemistry back. So all these teams that have their downside to why they won't make a run, you know, we got to see how that plays out. And I hate to keep using that term playing out, but I mean, until these teams get whole, that's what we have to do.
Well, and I think it's also about defined roles. So like at this moment right. in time, I think the Phoenix Suns understand their roles better than anybody else. So that's why they're having the season that they're having. Now there's a little bit of a kink in the armor where other people need to step up, because the lack of Chris Paul not being out on that floor definitely will have an impact. So now it's about seeing what you have behind him and who can step up in that leadership role. And I'm going to take it a step further here. When the postseason does come, potentially Chris Paul will not be back until that time. So how long does it take him to play himself back into shape, right? Like we saw it last right. year in the postseason. He got hurt. He went out for a few games, comes back, winds up getting even more banged up because he has to go up against Drew Holiday, who was bodying him and wound up breaking him down. So what I'm really trying to say here is so much depends on Chris Paul. Like, it's insane how much depends on Chris Paul for the Phoenix Suns. And if he's not 100%, I'm sorry, dude, but they take a huge blow. And I don't know if they have what it takes to get over that blow of not having that leader on the floor. And even if he is on the floor, is he going to be 100%? That's going to be the question in the postseason, Mike.
No, that is going to be the question in the postseason. And, you know, personally, Andy, I think we need to bring in our local homer, Richard Sines, to talk about the Suns. You know, they're going to be good enough to, you know, make a run and everything. But, look, it's just going to be one of those things where people like Campaign and Booker and, you know, Mikal Bridges, they're going to have to find a way. You got to figure this out. You're a professional athlete for a reason. You have game. You can play. You hit the DNA lottery. Okay?
So speaking of that, the Los Angeles Lakers, 3-7 in their last 10 games. They lose to the Clippers the other night. No Anthony Davis. No idea necessarily when he's coming back. LeBron James, you know, talking about wanting to play with his son at some point in the next few years. Like, what's going on in L.A., bro? We haven't talked about it because it's really not a concern at this point.
It's a cluster, you know what, in L.A. And I'm just going to take some personal gleefulness out of this, being a Boston Celtics fan, and the arch enemy is just doing what they're doing this year. So, look, I don't feel sorry for the Lakers at all. They did this to themselves. LeBron's done this, you know, trying to construct this team. And I don't feel bad for them, but you have to question the move to get Russell Westbrook. I'm not sure who thought this was going to work or not work out like it has. shown, but Westbrook has been nothing but disappointing for the Lakers, and I think he feels that for himself. I think the team feels that. I was a little shocked they didn't make a trade to get Westbrook off and bring someone else in, but the whole Westbrook experience for the Lakers has just gone south.
Yeah, it's been definitely a disaster thus far, for sure. And I think he's extremely disappointed. Let's be honest, man. He went back home, and this is what happened. Not the kind of result that he or anybody would have hoped. I know I hear the music. We got to take one final pause for the cause. We'll come back and do what we always do. It's called Parting Shot Time. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With me, Andy Dorf, is my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways. You can always get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports and IG at The Real Dorf on Sports there. Obviously, got to thank Robert for making it all possible for us, and then John Poulter for joining us talking NHL hockey and – the lack thereof, Major League Baseball at this moment in time. Lockout day 88 and still counting. Mike Wilson, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
My parting shot goes out to this Ukrainian boxer, Victor Postol. And I watched him last night. He lost his bout. But while people in this country complain about their freedom being taken away because they got to get a vaccine or they got to wear a freaking mask, and that's not freedom being taken away, here's a guy who's Ukrainian. His rest of his family, his wife, Olga, and his two twin children are back in Ukraine in shelters, bomb shelters, and having to deal with that. And he last night had a lot more on his mind than just the boxing match. But my shout out goes to him to try and make his life better for him and his family. But he said he's going to go back to Ukraine by car, boat, plane, whatever it takes to get reunited with his family. So big ups to him.
Hey, I'll just say this, man. Let's try to increase the peace and let's make the world a better place. For Mike Wilson, Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.